In the first three lessons, we covered the first three letters of the word church, C, H, and U. The C meaning called out people, and I'd like to help focus on that with my letter, R, for relationships. The called out people have some important relationships to uphold. One of our most important relationships to uphold is our relationship with God. In John 8, chapter 8, verse 42 through 44, Jesus explained that there are only two families in which one could be. He said that some would have God as their father or the devil as their father. When given this ultimatum, I think it's obvious which side we should pick. God as our father, because he'd be a more loving and compassionate father. Aren't you glad that if you are in the church, you have God as your father and not the devil? The Bible says that the church is God's family in 1 Timothy 3:15. We saw in an earlier lesson that the church is called the body of Christ. From this, we can assume that he would want to nurture us and care for us the way that we would want to care for our own bodies by helping guide us to heaven. The church is often referred to as the bride of Christ as well, and as with any good relationship, we shouldn't be unfaithful to him by sinning. And the church is also a family, and that family has God as its father, and a father's job is to lead and to protect and to be the head of the household, and God is the head of our household. The Bible also says that to get into this family, one must be born into it, just like any other family. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus says, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then later in John 3, verse 5, he says, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." The word kingdom in these verses is another word to describe the church. The church is a body, it's a family, and it's a kingdom. They're all talking about the same thing, us as a people. And Jesus said to get into his church, you have to have God as your father and you must be baptized. That is what it means to be born again. When a person is baptized, he's born into God's family with a newfound relationship with him. The church also has a special relationship with the world. If you remember the first lesson, you know that we are the called out people, and we have been called out of the world, which means our stance on our relationship with the people of the world have to change, and the world in general. This means that we do not stay in a relationship with the world and worldly things. This means we get rid of it. We forget about the worldly things. We say goodbye. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Those in the church are not to love the world or the things in the world. Those in the church are to keep to themselves unspotted from the world," as said in James chapter 1, verse 27, as well as "those in the church are not to be conformed to this world," Romans 12, 2. Our relationship with God is meant to mean so much to us that we don't love the world anymore, don't want anything to do with it, and that our love for God cancels everything else out. We also have a special relationship with each other as the church. Inside the church, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, 1 Timothy 5, 1-2. We love one another, John 13, 34, and 35, and give preference to one another, Romans 12, 10. We encourage one another, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, and serve one another, Galatians 5:13. We also are supposed to bear each other's burdens, Galatians 6:2, and comfort one another, as said in 1 Thessalonians 4:18. And in James 5:6, it also says for us to pray for one another. We're a part of this family. We laugh together, we fight together, or sometimes with each other, but we're always here for one another because we're one big family. So why is it so important to remember the relationships that we have in the church? We must take our relationships with God and each other and savor them and make the most of them and stay out of worldly affairs. Are you in God's family? I hope that you are. We'll study about this more in a few minutes.